We're continuing with Perek Ches and Goyim, Mishnayis, Dalid, and Hey. And the topic remains the topic of Pricha by Beheres, Pricha where the Beheres expands over the body. If it's the Pricha follows a Hechlet, follows a Psak by a Kohen that is Tomei, it's Metaher. And if it follows a Psak from the Kohen that is Tor, it's Metamei. The Mishnah Dalid, the Mishnah says, "Kol priches roshei yevorim shebe pricha sam tiru tamei." All pricha where the beheres spreads over roshei yevorim, that when the pricha was metaher tamei, the pricha spread over the person was tamei, and the pricha spread over the roshi of armim until it covered the entire body, and it was metaher the tamei. Kishiyakzru, if this roshi of armim, even though we said again, and I want to reiterate that even though we said that roshi of armim are not metame by michia because they can't be seen, however they can ma'akev, they can prevent a prich from taking place. That was the first Yisrael's term, that that's by Beheres Katana, and this is by Beheres Gedola. So these roshi avarim in the first case where the prich was mitahir the tame, and then kashechazru, and then the roshi avarim were visible again, were seen, and or the Beheres left the Rosh Yevorim, Tameim, that person is now Tamei. Kol Chaziris Rosh Yevorim, all return of Rosh Yevorim, Shebechazirasam Timu Tohar, that when they came back, as in the second, at the end of the first part of the Mishnah, it says, Geshechazru Tameim. So now it's, the Mishnah is telling us, when they do come back, and their mitame tohar, and as a result, their mitame timu tohar, their mitame tohar, niskas with again, they became covered over with the beheres tohar. That pricha covers the entire skin, so he's tohar. Nizgalu, if again they become uncovered, is tomei, the mitzor is tomei. Afilu meya pa'amim, even if this happens 100 times, meaning it keeps going on and on and on, that's the process. When the pricha is covered over, he's tahar. When the pricha is uncovered, when the roshi avorim are covered by the pricha, and the body is covered over by the pricha, then he's tahar. And if the pricha comes back, he's tamei. The Rav says the istrich liashmuina, and this Mishnah comes to teach us the afilu zimni tuva, that even many times kediktoni afilu meyipamim. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even this process keeps going on and on, backward, in cycle, Torah, Tamei, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Tiferes Yisrael, however, says that this Mishnah actually is explaining the first Mishnah in the Perek. Let me read you what he says. Nearly the Perushi kom Aforesh Tana L'Mishnah Rishon, that the Katana is coming along to explain the first Mishnah. V'hochi kamar, V'hochi kamar, Hodi aminin sham, the Bechazor echemi Rosh Yevorim, which says in the first Mishnah, that when any of the Rosh Yevorim return, Achr Shenitur, and they're seen again, the Beheres leaves them after there was a Tara from Pricha, Ayedei Pricha Tamei, Hainu dafka kasha'achar she'echem Rosh Yevorim ho yima'akev ha'pricha b'tchilo. That what this Mishnah is telling us, that in the first Mishnah it says that when the Rosh Yevorim come back, that's specifically in a case where first they were ma'akev the pricha, then they disappeared. That's how he learns. First they were ma'akev, they prevent the pricha from working, it stopped the pricha. Then they disappeared, and the pricha spread over the over them and over the entire body, and then they came back. Ma'akev pricha betchilu kagon shuya bonega getana v'hisgiro. And the example would be where there was a small nega, and the mitzvah was musker umotzo besof hezger Bishon Usheni, after the first week, after the second week, if on Shaposa al Kol Gufo, it spread over his entire body. Chutz me Rosh Yavorim, O Yosir. So, since the Pricha spread, there was a Pisayon, the Pricha spread, but it didn't cover the entire body because of the Rosh Yavorim, then the Mitzor is Muchlat. So according to the first Yisrael, the case is the following. The Mitzora had Pisoyon after the first week or the second week when Pisoyon takes place, where it spreads, and it spreads over his entire body except for the Rosh Yavorim. So the Rosh Yavorim are ma'akev the prich from taking effect. Then the Rosh Yavorim are covered over by the Beharis. So then that Tomei is now Tohar. And that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Tiru Tomei, first he had to be Tomei. Because the Rosh Yavorim, that's how the first Yisrael learns. Because the Rosh Yavorim were preventing the Pricha from being Metarim, so he was Tomei. When they come back, then they're covered by the Pricha. Shetiru Tomei, now they're Metar the Tomei. Because Shiyaksu, when they come back and are uncovered again, there again are mitame the mitzora, and he's muchlet again, and vice versa. Kol chaziris rosh yevarim shebechazirasam timu tohar. In the case where first they prevented, and then they, or even in even when they didn't prevent first, they shebechazirasam. The person was, and actually would be like that. They prevented. Then the Beharis came and cut them, and it was tohar. And then because that's how he learns that for it to have an effect over here, it first had to be ma'akev. So it was ma'akev. Then it was tohar. Then it came back. So he was. So the it revealed again. They were tamei. And niskasu, if they were covered over, tahor, and then if they were uncovered again, they're tamei. So the process always seems to be, according to the first Yisrael, there was first the Rosh Yavorim were ma'akev the pricha from having a beneficial effect. Then they were uncovered. Then they were covered by the Beharis. Then the Beharis is Mitayer, and then if in such a case where they were covered over and they were and the Beharis was Mitayer, they became uncovered again, he's Tomei again, and this goes on in cycle, Niskale Tomei, Niskasu Tohar. If they're covered over, the Tohar Nisgala Tomei Afilu Meyip Amim. But that's what the Tiferes Yisrael learns, that the Pricha initially prevented the Rosh Yavorim, because they weren't covered by the Pricha, were Ma'akev the Pricha from having effect. That's Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey, Kol Harui Litomi Benega HaBeheres, any parts of the body that are fit to become Tomei through the Nega of Beheres, meaning with the usual Simoni Tuma of Beheres or Basar, which are again Pisoyon, or after the first or second week, or immediately or any time, Saros Levanos, or Michia, a piece of live skin the size of Nadasha. So anything which is Roy Litame Benega HaBeheres, Ma'akeves Es Apricha. So if there are patches of Michia, patches of raw skin, of live skin, that's Ma'akev Es Apricha. Kol she'eino roi litame benega habaheres. Anything which is not fit to become tame benega habaheres. And for instance, the facial area with hairs, scalp area with hairs, which we said is prone to net a nesek, but not to beheres, that's removed from the halacha of beheres. So such an area, when the person has pricha and it doesn't cover his face or his scalp, it doesn't make a difference. It's enu ma'akev es a pricha. It doesn't stop the pricha from working. Ketzad. Ketzad porcha bekula avalo berosho. Avalo berosho bezokon. If it covered his entire body but not his head or his beard area, because that's not an area of beheres. Or if there was on the body, on the regular brunt of his body, there was a shchin or a michveh. That's an entirely different nega. It's an entirely different saras. And the beheres in those places is not has no effect. So since beheres isn't shy to those places, so they're not ma'akev the prich, if there's every other part of the skin is covered, but the shchin and the mikveh, those wounded areas of skin, ubekedach, which is a type of subset of mikveh, amordim, which are raw and pussy or moist, it's a raw sore wound. Since these areas have no proclivity, the tumas beheres, they're mufka, they're removed from the tumah of beheres, so they don't prevent the pricha on the rest of the body to from being from working and being metahir the mitzora. Chozer harosh v'hazokan v'nikrichu, had a pricha and he was tohar, and then the rosh and the zokan lost their hair, and when hair, they're prone to beheres again. Or the v'hashchin v'yamichveh v'akedach v'nasu tzereves. Or the shchin and michveh and the kedach, the raw wound now became, got a membrane on it, which makes it susceptible to beheres. It's healed, it's in the healing process. So nevertheless, even though the pricha, the beheres, doesn't cover them, still tahorim. Because when initially the pricha took place, it was mitahir, because they existed as such. So it does it now. It's not like the Rosh Yavorim, where it changes the status of the pricha. But the pricha remains as a good pricha. Tahorim. Porcha bekula. If the pricha spread over his entire body, avalo b'chachatzi adosho hasomuch l'rosh ulezokan, it went up everywhere, up his neck, but remained one half of an adosha, of regular skin area, close to his head and to his beard, or close to the shchin or the mikveh or the kedach. Chozer harosh v'hazokan v'nikrichu. If in that case the head and the beard area lost their hair, l'michveh v'l'kedach, l'shchim michveh v'l'kedach, I'm sorry, cause her rosh v'yazokim v'nikrichum, and then afterwards, with that one half of an adosha, there wasn't a full perach, pricha, v'nikrichu, ha'shchim v'yamichveh v'yakedach v'nasu tzerevis, and then the shchin and the michveh and the kedach got a membrane, they were now healed, considered as healed, and susceptible to beheres. Afal pishenase mekom hamichya beheres tome. Even though the place of where the live skin, and it's in the case of the tzereves and the, I'm sorry, in the case of the michva and the kedach, now once it's healed, it's michya, it's live healthy skin. So even though now beheres covers this over afterwards, tomei, the person remains tomei because initially the pricha was not a full pricha. as the Rav explains, I'll finish the Mishnah. Asher tifrach bekula, until the pricha covers the entirety of the body, including that half of a the chatz yadosha. The Rav says, afal pi shenase makom hamichya beheres tamei, even though the place where the healed michya now is covered over by heres, the person remains tamei. The pricha kamaisa lo pricha hi, the first pricha which was missing, that half of an adosha, was not a full pricha. Kevin the ishtayir mi or habosur chatzi adosha somuch l'rosh, since it was a half of an adosha close to the proximity to the head, next to the head, the hair areas of the head. Upricha the hashto shniskaseis hamichya shel chatzi adosha nami loch shiva pricha. So the additional pricha now that covers an additional half of an adosha is not considered a good pricha either. Came to vor nikruchu benase sereves vori hen korboso lo mahani, since the wounds have healed and they become sereves, they have a scab or a membrane on them and they like orboser lo mahani. Ad the purach nami alayhu, that the pricha has to go on these things, also, and the chatzi and the chatzi yadasha. So again, the chatzi had the chatzi yadasha originally been covered over by the pricha, the entire body, and it was shchin. Or mikveh, or the head was had bearded areas with hair and the like. So then the pricha is a good kosher pricha. It covers himself, it covers him completely, and those all the areas that are susceptible to tumas beheres, to the tuma caused by beheres with simanim. However, if the pricha, original pricha, was not a full pricha, and it didn't take effect, and then afterwards the additional half of a an adosha is covered over, but the michya, they become healed, or the hair loses its the head loses its hair, the beard area loses its hair. So then for the pricha to work, because the first pricha was not a complete pricha, and the second pricha, which covers over, let's say, the case of the shchin, the wound, gets healed, gets covered with the beheres, but it's still missing a half of an adosha, that half of an adosha will stop it. But the entire, in other words, the person is not tahar until that half of an adosha, as well as anything else that was missing before, becomes covered over with the pricha. So that means in the case where the michya and the shchina are healed, they have to be covered with the pricha for it to work, as well as the half of adosha that was missing before. And in the case of the head areas, lose the hair, so that pricha has to extend past that half adosha and cover over the facial areas and scalp areas that are now bare. So that's the end of Mishneh Hay.